On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Hello. That's a weird hello. I don't even want to do it again. Whatever. I'm driving. Okay, this is the Tory Tuesday edition, driving through town. All right, it's not going to be entirely driving through town because I don't even think I have that much memory on this phone. But we'll start here and see what happens. And I don't know. It's always interesting driving through town. This is like where good things happen. And I don't mean good. I mean like weird, awful things. Because people can't drive. People don't know what they're doing driving. So you always find something depending on where you go. And I'm on the back roads right now, so there's not a lot of anything happening. It's like one of those pleasant Sunday drives. It's a sunny day and nothing's really shaking around these parts. Except I am away from the computer. I am out of the indoors. I am in the world. So there's that. So let's take a drive. Let's take a turn, sorry, onto the main road now. Off the beaten path. I mean, onto the beaten path. Yeah, that's what I mean. We're going onto the beaten path. All right, let's see. Anything can happen. Okay, just made the turn. We're on the road. I know this is boring. This is not what you signed on for. You want something interesting. I beat you, didn't I, buddy? I see, thought you were going to get Henry. Guess you weren't. Guess you weren't. That was fun. Some guy took a back road, a side road, thought he'd come out ahead of me. Thought he was going to bust a move. Well, I got news for you, buddy. You're going to get up pretty early in the morning to get ahead of me and my Honda. Oh, no, 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 no. Your Mercedes means nothing to me. You might get the power, but you ain't got the guts. Yeah, this should be the Tory Road Rage edition. Although I'm not really raging, and that's not a good thing to portray. I'm just making observations. I didn't even go above the speed limit then. That was just something by luck. The guy thought he was going to get hit, but, you know, he didn't. Anyway, so this time of day, there's not really much going on, it looks like. There's cars out, but no traffic, which I really don't like anyway. And who does? Who likes traffic? What a silly statement. I don't like traffic. I don't like chicken pox either. I mean, it's silly, silly, silly. Anyway, so I'm reaching a little traffic here. Gonna have to stop. I'm never gonna make this green light. Not going to make this green light. So what to do? Do you toot? Yep, let's go. Let's go, buddy. Let's toot. I mean, that didn't help. All right, so we're going to go here. The light's already red way up there. So let's turn. Let's turn. I didn't really have to toot. Just so you could hear my horn. Although it was illegitimate, too. The person wasn't moving. They were dreaming. You know, this is what I have observed almost every time I drive. And this is what I was going to talk about in the podcast. I think I've talked about it with Ron, even. And that is people texting and driving. See, this doesn't count because I'm not looking down. My eyes are totally focused. This is just in my hand, next to my face. It doesn't even matter. I hope it's recording. I didn't even check. Point is, people text and drive. And listen, there was a video a couple days ago about a crash somewhere in Massachusetts. I don't know, Lawrence area maybe. You know, they're texting. They go right into another car. The other night, or day, I was driving along, and this guy came opposite direction, crossed over the line a little bit, but then managed to, you know, go back where he belonged in time. But still, it was, you know what? You used to think about people doing that with drinking. Now, it's just texting. I'm convinced there was no alcohol involved in that. He was totally just not texting. So it does happen. Somebody's going to nail me. It's not even going to be my fault. They're going to be like, oh, Tori was just a terrible driver. She was aggressive. Oh, this is a bumpy street to be on. It's going to make too much background noise. Let's get out of here. But anyway, yeah, Tori, it would have been her fault. She was a speeder. She was something. It's not even going to be my fault. I bet you anything. Somebody would be texting and cry and not looking, and then boom. So anyway, that's my theory anyway, that's something that I'm gonna have to watch out for, because it could be my doom and gloom. I always wonder if it's gonna be in the car when I buy it. You know what, I figured it's not gonna be in an airplane. I always feel safe when I'm flying, totally 100% safe. Turbulence doesn't bother me. That's not how it's gonna happen. So you should fly with me if you're gonna fly, because that's not how I'm going out. Okay, we're going back on the main road. Oh, look, broken glass there. You know, really, people with your broken glass in the street, why is that a thing? I'm at the liquor store, people going in to get their liquor in the middle of the afternoon. Okay, all right, that's fine. Not judging, trying not to judge. All right, but I am going to go back on this main street. I don't know where I'm going. I'm really not going anywhere. I just had to get out of my house. Do you ever get that feeling? You got to get out of the house. You just want to get in the car and drive. And if you don't have a car, you just want to get on your feet and walk. Well, that's my story today. I've been trying to make this Tori podcast all week. All week. And I can't. No one's leaving me alone. No one's leaving me alone. So it's just not going to happen. So I thought, and it's crossed my mind that it might have to come to this, getting in my car and going. And that's exactly what transpired, folks. That's what happened. Now I can't get out of this. I can't make a left or a right. Oh, I'm in a really bad spot here. No wonder I never come out at this intersection. Because you can't do it. I've hosed myself. That's fine. Oh, I gotta move. Oh, someone's pulling into a liquor store. Thank you, drunk. For pulling in, let me out in the line. Oh, yes. Praise the drunks. Okay, anyway. So now I'm heading back this direction. It's getting too hot in here. I gotta open a window. Sorry if it's too much background noise again. But, wow. I mean, you know what? I was wrong. There is a lot of traffic right now for West Side. West Side traffic. Lunchtime West Side traffic. Everybody's gotta go get food. Can't you just bring a lunch to work? What is that about? How do people have so much time to drive around in the middle of the day? Isn't anybody working? I mean, you know, I am driving around in the middle of the day. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about everybody else. Why is there so many people driving around and not working in the middle of a Monday afternoon? Because that's what this is. Clouds are coming in. I think there's going to be some kind of rain today. Wow, what a lame observation. I mean, again, what are you people signing on for right now? I'm supposed to be making jokes. I don't know. Driving around town is a joke. That's what I think right now. And it's dangerous. It's a little dangerous because, you know, people don't pay attention. As I said, they're texting. They're hungry right now. I don't know. And I feel like I'm one of them. I'm one of these people doing this. I'm part of the problem, not the solution. Okay, window's going up. That's getting too loud. I'm just gonna have to suffocate. Anyway, so I'm driving back home. I don't know. That was lame-ish. You know, it wasn't too lame, but it was lame-ish. So I didn't accomplish much, except I got some of this added to my podcast, which will be 30 minutes. Oh, just drove by a cruiser. He's sitting there. Was I breaking any laws? Nope, so he's not coming after me. He's looking for speeders and probably expired, like, inspection stickers, I'm guessing. And I'm good. Oh, I'm good there. Not speeding. I'm all inspected. I'm just out for my drive, my pod drive. It's a pod drive right now. And I'm not hands-free, but that's not a law right now. You don't have to be hands-free cell phoning. You just can't be texting, which I'm not. I'm just talking. I could be talking to someone on the phone, which I'm sure if he was observant, just think that's what it is. Who would think I'm making a podcast in my car? Like, nobody. I think I'm the only person doing this, as far as I know. Okay, there's a little construction. Guy's getting in a hole in the street, middle of the street, jumping in a hole. Some kind of construction. That's all. Nothing to see here. I'm moving along. Don't look at me, officer. I'm doing nothing. Alright, so this is the end of the driving through town. Nothing really exciting happened. I could make one more round. Let's make one more loop. Let's make a loop the other way. Alright, I looped that way. Now I'm going to loop this way. And hopefully nothing exciting will happen. I mean, I hate to say that, but It would be bad for the world, but good for the podcast, should anything exciting happen. So I really don't want anything too exciting to happen, because that's not good for people. You know? So we'll just drive the speed limit and just see what's up. Usually when I do this, I have the radio on, like, super loud. So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't hear road sounds or anything. I mean, when an ambulance is coming or fire. I mean, sometimes I hear the siren, but I usually see lights. That's my clue, is I'm observant visually. So I see lights way up ahead, a rearview mirror, and then you can pull over. But as far as hearing it, probably not going to happen. Probably not going to hear. I never hear my phone ringing. I finally had to set it on vibrate, too, because I'm not hearing ringing. People call me, I don't hear you. If I'm driving, I'm probably not. So leave a message, and maybe I'll see the flashing of the message thing happening. Okay, so back to what's not happening on the roads. This is a good stretch of not a lot. Can just kind of cruise along. Nothing good. I don't see any political signs up either. What is that about? How come? I think there's an election coming. Why am I not seeing any signs? It's weird. It's really weird for this stretch of road. I don't know. Just thought I'd update you. No political signs at all. And, I mean, I know it'll change. But I don't know. Whatever. Get with it, sign people. You're slacking. Not seeing anything. Okay, so now I'm just really filling time. Oh, this is horrible. Ron, I just think maybe we should edit this all out to fill it with, like, fun music or something. Going by the school. School's in session today. Good. Keep all those kids off the streets. I don't like seeing them walking around. That's right. They belong in school. There's a man walking with a backpack. He needs to do a lot more walking if he's walking for his health. I'm sorry, but that's completely obvious there. All right. I did the loop. Then another liquor store. Nobody's at that one. Everybody's at the other one. That's why. All right, well, we're going to, wow, it's only been like 12 minutes into this. That's fine. 12-minute drive around town. That's about average. I didn't get anything to eat, didn't go through the drive-thru, so not much. I'm going to apologize for the first half of this podcast as being not exciting. Not anything. But, you know, if you want just a slice of life, slice of Tory life, driving around, you got that, except for the radio part, which... there is always a radio part. I could put on the radio. Let's see what's happening here. That's my station. All right, well, that's enough of that. You don't need to hear that. Anyway, it sounded a little kind of countryish. Well, they mix it up on that station. I never know what I'm going to get. That's what I like. I like all the variety of the college radio stations. All right, I'm kind of feeling sleepy. I am going to probably go home and nap. And then resume the podcast. But that's how quickly it happens, folks. You get tired driving around. It's a tiring thing. Okay, it was a nice little drive. Anyway, okay, so story. The other day, I went to Marshall's. I never, ever go to Marshall's, really, because... and I remembered why when I got there. Like, oh, now I know why I never come here. Because you stand in that line, and it's like forever. I don't know what's going on. They had like three registers open maybe, and the line just winds all the way back. And I just want to return something. They have the same line, you know, to buy and return. I think that's the same at TJ Maxx too, but I don't like that whole line if it's just one long thing, but I guess that's the way things work now. But anyway, so as I'm standing in the line, looking around, there's stuff to buy, just like TJ Maxx. I guess these are impulse items where you're supposed to be like, oh, I need that. I gotta have that. Why didn't I get that before? And a lot of times it's food. It's chips. It's candy. Okay, I get that. Totally understand. I'm hungry. I want a snack. There it is. I'm gonna buy it. Okay, the why are there men's underwear there? That really perplexed me. I'm like, why... are there men's briefs and t-shirts and things? And is that where they are? I mean, do you have to like, oh, I need to get some underwear. I better go get in the line to leave because that's where they keep them? No. I doubt that. I think there's another place in the store that has the underwear that you already just go there.
But maybe at the last second, you're like, oh, wait, I need underwear. Why? You know, that's why I was here. I forgot. It's a good thing it's in the checkout line, the underwear. Okay, that escapes me. The other thing I noticed were candles. They have a whole big rack of all these smelly candles, which are supposed to, I guess, again, get your attention. You're like, oh, what's that good smell? Oh, let me get some of that good smell. Okay, so I'll bite. I picked one up. It said something like coconut beachy thing. I don't know. I opened it, took a whiff. Oh, wow, was that a bad idea? It was like a bar of soap. A soap smell was in my nose, and I'm like, oh, why did I do that? And I'm thinking, is soap like a candle then? Could I stick a wick in a bar of soap and get the same result? I could probably burn soap. I'm thinking it was the same thing. And then I thought, well, you know what? I'm not going to do that again because I saw another candle with the name Beach Party. And I'm like, okay, Beach Party. Not falling for that. Because, you know, a beach party, what happens at a beach party? There's drinking. There's too much drinking. There's probably vomiting. So it's probably more like beach hangover. So I'm not going to fall for that. And I didn't smell the Beach Party. I was terrified. So I didn't know what's going to happen. I mean, if it says cinnamon on it, I know what I'm getting. But don't come up with these ambiguous names on candles that I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. It's not defining it enough for me. So I'm going to stay away from that. Christmas tree, I get that. I like that. Okay, I'll smell that probably. Other thing. Okay, so I'm listening to the scanner. I listen to the scanner once in a while. Not as much as I... Listening to the scanner. Yeah, sorry, I just clicked a button there. I don't know what happened. And I'm just going to stay away from clicking, touching anything from now on. Okay, I was listening to the scanner, and it said hit and run. What is a poll? Okay, now I always thought in my brain, I guess I was wrong, that hit and run meant you had to hit a person. You know, I didn't know hit and run could be an inanimate object. But sure enough, if you look it up, it's mostly, you know, people, whatever. But there's definitely cases where it's a pole or a house or a car. I mean, I don't know, hit and run. So today I learned hit and run can be a pole. It's a thing. Now you've learned that as well. Okay, so don't get all excited. So, oh, hit and run. No one needs to be injured. It could be just whatever, a pole. No injuries. They took off. They're like, oh, I guess I hit a pole. I guess I better run away before they catch me drunk. Because that's probably what happened. I mean, otherwise, why are you hitting poles? Unless, again, like I said earlier, you're texting and then you hit something. But usually you get caught, I would think. Somebody sees that going down. Okay. Another thing. I watched a movie I hadn't seen in maybe a decade. And every decade, I guess maybe I watch it. I check it out because it's from my childhood. And you've probably seen it too if you watch Saturday Morning Creature Feature. That was War of the Gargantuas, 1966. One of those scary, quasi-scary Japanese movies along the same vein as Godzilla and Mothra and Ghidra. And I've seen all of those every Saturday. Oh, it's so scary, and that music and that sound and everything. So that's what this was, the Gargantuas. There's a green one and a brown one, and they're creating havoc. Well, the green one is. The green one's a bad one. It's a bad seed. But the brown one's like the good guy trying to straighten him out because he's running around eating people and spitting out their clothes. And when I was a kid, that was disturbing. I'd see him chewing on some poor Japanese lady, and then out comes her torn up garment. And I was just like, oh boy, I'm never going to Japan. There is way too much scary stuff going on there. I didn't even know where it was, but I knew I'd never go there. I might still not. Just not because of the gargantuas or anything, probably, as far as you know. But, yeah, so this is the... That's kind of like the music. You can kind of not really hear it too good, probably. But that's like that scary ending music where, you know, did they die? Did the volcano get them? Look that way. They never made a sequel. So I'm thinking it's safe. They succumbed to the volcano lava. I don't know. Anyway, So that was my weekend of movie watching. I watched one movie. And you know what? You know how you say sometimes, oh, that's the last time I watched that movie. I think I've had my fill. Of course, I'll never say that about The Godfather, ever. But some movies you just watch and then go, all right, that's the last time. And it may or may not be. Like with Groundhog Day, I think the last time I watched it was the last time I was going to watch it. Probably. I don't know. I'm like, you know what? I've had enough of Groundhog Day. Because it's becoming Groundhog Day. So I'm thinking that's the case with War of the Gargantuas. I'm watching it saying, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, this is for children. I was really afraid of this. I'm looking at it now as an adult, which I've done before anyway. But I'm, you know, stop it. It's not that bad at all. It's really silly. It's quite obviously little models, little miniature tanks and whatnot. And men in rubber suits. They make everything on a scale, model scale, small. And I'm like, okay. But when you're a kid, man, you know it. That stuff's real enough. And you're just like, wow. Although kids today, I don't even think it'd be good enough because of these video games that are so realistic and they're already immersed in that culture of these video games that I don't think these old-timey Japanese horror movies are going to really phase them at all. They'll probably laugh. I mean, if I showed my grandson, he'd probably be like, Grandma, what, you kidding me, really? Gargantuous, look at that thing. Look at that fake laser. That's a laser beam. Oh, look at that. So, I mean, again, it's just the times were different back in the 60s and 70s, and I don't know. They were just, it was an innocent time of Godzilla-type things. And oh, but yeah, they've remade Godzilla many times, and I don't even think they're through. I don't know why. I don't even see the last one. I don't know if it was any good. I don't want to. But, you know, then why don't they remake these gargantuas? Hey, you know, that I would check out. Even if it was hokey and all CGI, I think it would be an homage to the original gargantuas if they did make it. But I don't know if anyone's got the guts. They just don't want to be laughed out of town because I don't even know how you'd make it good. But I think, you know what, I will watch that if it should come out. So, I mean, that's my plan anyway. Okay, so, The Walking Dead. I had nothing to do Sunday night. It was like, oh, bummer, now what? Okay, 6 months will go by. Meanwhile, though, aha, I am reading the comics. I'm not doing the Fear the Walking Dead. I'm not, you know what? I have enough stuff on my plate. I'm not putting any more TV shows in the mix. Done. Not getting involved. Don't tell me to watch Breaking Bad because it was a great show. It's done. I'd have to binge watch tons of stuff. I don't care. I'm not doing that. As I said, I'm reading the comics. And boy, if you're a fan of the show, you're really missing the boat if you're not checking out these comics. And I like to cheat a little bit and go way ahead. So, of course, I read April 2016, the latest issue, 153, just to see what's up. You know, what names I recognize. Some I do, some I don't. But the point is, anyway, that they don't exactly always adhere to the comics. Case in point, Daryl. Daryl doesn't even exist in the comic books. He's a made-up character just for the TV show. Same with Beth. So you're not going to find those characters. Judith, they killed off Judith in the comics way back when apparently the governor attacked the prison. Or before then. Carol's been dead in the comics. She's still very much alive. And also Andrea and Sophia are still in the current issue. And Andrea, we know she died. She got bit, shot herself long ago. And Sophia became a zombie. But that they didn't do that in the comics. So they're really messing with you. We know in the comic, of course, Glenn gets his head bashed in by Negan. But, what if they take a real turn and say, okay, we're not going to do that? Because in the latest comic, they talked about Eugene. So he's around. They talked about Maggie and how she went off somewhere with her own group. So she was around. What else? They talked. I mean, I did mention Rick, of course. Of course, Rick. But also Negan. Negan, okay? Now, the number we're up to now in the comics is 100. They just did 100. That's when Negan character is introduced and the whole, he killed somebody. So you figure if they do one a month, we're at 153 right now. So you're talking about, oh, how many years worth are they ahead of us? I don't even know, but it's a while. So it'll keep us going. Again, check out the comics if you want. I mean, you can download them too. And read and see what's going on. They're very, very interesting. I read ahead. I started at 100 and I read to like 108. So I'm already prepared for the following season. What happens? What's coming up? Ooh, I already know what's... I know how Dwight's face got burned. I know all that stuff. And you can too if you want to read about reading the comics. If you don't, that's cool. But I didn't want to wait 6 months. I'm like, I need to know what I'm being prepare myself for. And it's pretty exciting. You get to be inside Negan's area and see what's going down in there. Man, it is something. It is something crazy. I don't know if they can follow the comics that closely. And the languages, they don't even touch the language in the TV show. But anyway, gone on a long time about The Walking Dead, but I know it is a great show and a lot of you watch it and some of you don't. Oh, well. Another season premiere is coming up in a couple of weeks. Game of Thrones. Oh, man, we've been anticipating this one for like 6 months. They give us these six-month hiatuses. I mean, I know they got to make a show and build more and act and whatever, create them. But it's still, boy, that anticipation. So that's coming. Game of Thrones, April 24th, Sunday. Be there, be square, I suppose. And I know most of you will, anyway. And I also like the show Veep, which is Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She's the president, and it's so well written. It's so funny. It's almost like my favorite show because of how cleverly it is written. Okay, so that is, and I don't watch a lot of stuff. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, somehow I get into it because of Andy Samberg, and that turns out to be a pretty, I'm keeping with that one as well. That's done for the year. Another one is Portlandia. I've seen all of those. I think that's great. I think it's very funny and clever, and that's what I'm looking for in comedy. Clever, timely, edgy, and smart. Like I said, clever, smart. Just really good stuff like that. And I don't like a lot of shows. I used to watch The Daily Show all the time. Ever since Jon Stewart's been gone, I don't watch it. I don't care. To me, he was the show. It might still be great. I don't watch John Oliver. I try to catch some Stephen Colbert monologues if I can, but I'm not as faithful as I used to be. It just, I don't get commercial television as well. And even when I watch these things, it's on the internet, so I'm not really sitting down in front of the television other than like the finale of Walking Dead or something. I couldn't wait. But you know, this stuff is all, it's pretty much you can find streaming things, Netflix, whatever. I don't want to subscribe to commercials and then they just want you to buy things and consume and keep up with everybody, and I don't want that. So I'm just going to see the stuff without commercials, and that's how I do it. Everything. Okay, I'm trying to think if there's any other shows that I watch. I should have written them down. That's just off the top of my head because I don't think there are. People say, oh, you got to watch this, you got to watch that. I say no. I'm not going to. I have enough, and if I have nothing to watch, then I don't. I'll read. Like I'm reading now. It's no big deal, okay? We don't need to always fill our brains with this constant distraction of the television. Stop it. Don't do it. Even this podcast, I mean, you know, I get that you like listening. That's okay. But wouldn't you rather just be outside with some fresh air? Although I guess you could bring the podcast out into the fresh air and then, okay, that is acceptable. Take it to the beach in the summer, I guess. I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to hear me talking over the waves and the seagulls and the people, but I guess that's what headphones are for, right? Yeah, you put the headphones in and you just tune out the waves. You know what? I have waves on my computer that I listen to. I am not going to tune out waves. I want to listen to the waves. That's the whole point of the beach, I think. You just want to hear beachy sounds and beachy smells and beachy stuff, but not beachy candles. Remember, you don't know. I mean, I will say that Yankee Candle does have a really good scented candle. It's called sand or something, beach sand. I don't remember. It's brown. It's the color of sand. And boy, it smells like almost like suntan lotion with the ocean, with happiness. That one I approve of. That's one of the only ones that I like that's, if it smells like the beach exactly, then okay. They used to even make a cologne that was like the beach, and I don't think they make that anymore. I wore that for a while. But that was like also like a Seinfeld episode, wasn't it? Kramer had to wanted to invent the beach smell. I don't know, whatever. You know or you don't know. I'm a slave to pop culture, apparently. But in a good way. In a good way. So yeah, that's about the size of that. So I'm going to see you next week with more stuff. Probably not driving, but stuff that you'll probably like just as much. Okay, ta-ta.
Tell by the way that you switch and walk, I can see by the way that you baby talk, I can know by the way that you treat your man, I can love you, babe, there's a crying.